T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
The Bill Michaels Show. We are back. Final hour of the program. We're going to talk a lot of Packers football and Packers fans. This is your opportunity, as we did a little bit in the first hour, to take some of your phone calls. But now we're going to talk more about the lines and some of the injuries and concerns. And not that we're necessarily going to get into predictions or anything regarding the Detroit Lions, but your confidence. And I guess, you know, if you want to go back to the old Mike McCarthy way of looking at things, you look at football seasons in quarters, you know, the first four, the second four, the third four, and the last four. You know, now that you've seen the Packers play and you look at some of the opponents, have you adjusted maybe your thoughts of win-loss? So I don't know if you expected more, expected less, and we'll talk about that as well coming up. Ryan Baldinger, the Radio.com NFL Insider, is going to join us coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Epoxy Flooring Done Right with epoxy flooring, polyurea coatings as well. Different colors, different finishes, textures, whether you're a resident or a business owner, say for like a showroom or industrial. They do it all, and they paint as well. So give them a call or chime in. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. And get a hold of those guys. They do fantastic work. Time now to talk to our guy, Brian Baldinger, a Radio.com NFL Insider, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, the 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand by going to Radio.com/picks to sign up right now. Brian, how you been?
I've been busy, Bill. It's been a busy couple of days here, just kind of going through and watching week one and seeing the good, bad, and the ugly of it all. So it's been a lot of fun for me looking at real football.
The good for us was Aaron Rodgers was on fire. As a matter of fact, Pro Football Focus says that that was the best he's played since week 9 of 2010. So let's start there with quarterback play, second year of the system, familiarity without having that extended offseason, no OTAs, no mini camps, no real training camp, no preseason games, but they came out firing, looking like on all cylinders. So give me your thoughts on the offense of the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I mean, there's not many better combinations in the NFL than Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. You know, the Vikings threw a bunch of young corners at him, and they worked them all. I mean, they went after every single guy they had out there. Michael Hughes, Cameron Dantzler. I mean, pick a corner. Jeff Gladney. They went after every corner. And really, they don't have anything that can stop Devontae. But then the pleasant surprise really was what Marquez Valdez-Scantling did, you know, because that's what they wanted from him last year. They wanted the explosive plays, the big play. They got the big touchdown throw to him. Look, I don't know how PFF grades any of these guys. I don't really care. Aaron Rodgers was awesome. He was awesome on Sunday. And I don't know if it's year two. I mean, he came ready to play. I think he knows Minnesota really good. But the bottom line is, they had a bunch of young corners out there playing, and they just weren't ready for what Green Bay threw at them.
I know that Packers, the biggest concern for the Green Bay Packers still is their defense. And early in the ball game, they got run over. Then they made a couple of adjustments, and they did pretty well. But in the latter portion of that game, you had two specific drives by Minnesota, and they put it up. I mean, they put on points quick. In the last couple of drives that they had when they needed it, it was seven plays and then like 2 minutes, and then the next one was like eight plays and a minute 55. Is the concern, the number one concern, the defense of the Green Bay Packers?
Well, I mean, you know, they're up 43-26. You know, I mean, they're just, the safeties are playing 15 yards deep. There's going to be natural holes to throw the ball into. And so that's what they did. I mean, they just were keeping everything in front of them. So, yeah, I mean, to see, you know, Adam Thielen get behind him like the way he did, that's a concern. But I like what Jaire Alexander did, you know, picking Kirk Cousins under pressure. I love, you know, what I saw from Rashawn Gary in the game. I love the way that they moved Za'Darius around. I think the pass rush is still going to be really fierce. I guess, you know, in that opening drive, you could say, okay, Christian Kirksey trying to get, you know, with a bunch of new guys in there, probably needs to be a little bit better. They're playing a new inside linebacker in Chris Barnes. So they've got some new pieces there at linebacker from what they've had. And that takes a little bit of time. They haven't seen any live hitting or live action. So that takes a little bit. But I thought overall, you know, I mean, the Green Bay Packers just had such a time of possession advantage that, you know, I don't want to put too much negative on the defense. I mean, they had control of the football game throughout the game.
Kenny Clark goes down, yeah. And obviously their big staunch center, who in my mind is a Pro Bowler. I mean, he's just played at that kind of a level for so long now. We don't know for how long, but if he's down for an extended period of time, now it becomes more incumbent upon really Mike Pettine than anything else to figure out combinations that are actually going to still create pressure. And then you look at a guy like Rashawn Gary, Montrevious Adams, that third-round draft choice, still has yet to step up, but he's been banged up. So they really do all of a sudden become extremely thin, and now it's Mike Pettine that's going to have to make all the adjustments, isn't it?
Well, you saw it. I mean, they put Za'Darius Smith inside, you know, and he can rush from anywhere. I believe he's going to lead the league in sacks, if not this year, next year. I mean, he's going to lead the league in sacks. He's just that good and that powerful and works that hard. So they put him inside, and, you know, he's hard to stop inside, and they put Rashawn Gary and Preston outside. So they've got some combinations there. But, you know, I think it's really, you know, incumbent upon, you know, whether it's Lancaster right now or Lowry, some of those guys to step up. I mean, they're not a big base 3-4 defense. They can line up like that, but they're really a nickel defense. So they've got players there. Like I said, in Lancaster and Larry, they played a lot in this defense. They played a lot last year. And so, you know, they'll get Montrevious Adams back. I mean, they'll get enough guys inside, but I mean, there's really no replacement. I don't know. I mean, I saw Kenny get hurt, but I don't know how bad it is, how long he's going to be out. Look, he's a great, great player. They rewarded him this year for being that player. Because he truly is a good pass rusher, and he's excellent against the run. So they don't have anyone that can just replace him. But they got to cobble it together right now until he gets back.
How good, as far as corners in the NFL, Jaire Alexander and Kevin King, how good do they kind of stack up against some of the better defenses that are out there?
Well, I mean, I like Jaire. I mean, you know, the only knock on him is he's 5'10". It's not going to change. But, you know, look, the blitz for a safety, I don't know how Minnesota doesn't recognize it and adjust to it. But, I mean, that's a big play in the game. The interception was a huge play in the game by Jaire. Kevin King, I mean, they've got a lot of experience now. They drafted defense for a long time, specifically, you know, in the secondary. You know, whether it was Savage or King or Jaire, you know, or Josh Jackson. I mean, they drafted these guys now for the last couple seasons, and they've got a lot of experience. So now it's just a question of playing – seeing the different looks that they're going to get, seeing different quarterbacks, and just getting comfortable as much as they can. And I think they'll benefit by a pretty ferocious pass rush all year. I mean, certainly Jaire's interception was because of good pressure. And, you know, Kirk Cousins did not step into that throw. He left it short on the inside. And, you know, he picked it off. So I think that this is a team that is capable of a lot of takeaways. You know, I would be disappointed if they don't finish the season with 30 takeaways. I mean, I think that'd be that will lead the league, but that will be amongst the leaders. And I think that's a goal that is real within their reach with the talent that they have.
Talking with Brian Balding, a Radio.com NFL insider, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. And I want to go back to the offense. The run game, they used, you know, obviously their new guy in Dillon. They were able to use him. Still, you've got a really solid running back in Aaron Jones, who, if he remains healthy, I look for him to have another big year. Tyler Irvin they used. They had wheel routes. They had jet sweeps. I mean, they did a lot, and it was really a lot of people were comparing it to like a college-style offense, but with so much movement, more as to what San Francisco does. How dynamic do you think this offense can be? And with the depth at running back, how many things do you think they can do, and how much pressure does that take off of Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I don't think Aaron Rodgers feels any pressure. I mean, if he had to throw it 60 times a game, I think he'd be just fine. I don't think pressure is anything that he even, like, feels. He'll tell you to play the game in a tuxedo most Sundays. But the running game, I mean, look, there's no question. There's a real commitment to it. And that's what you have to do in this league right now. I don't think you just line up in I formation and just pound people. I mean, those days are over. It's a good changeup. It's nice to have. But they have a lot of tight ends on the roster. They've got a lot of backs, seven different guys, including Aaron Rodgers, carried the ball. So I think this is something that you're going to see. I think you'll see Tyler Irvin. He's got tremendous speed, so there's a package for him. Jamal Williams is just a good football player. No matter what you do, he's a good football player. We got to see what they're going to do with Dillon and how they're going to use him. He only had two carries in the game, but he is obviously big and powerful. And Aaron Jones is just an elite player, period. He's going to get his touches. But I like the commitment. They had 32 runs in that game. They ran for 5 yards a carry. All those things are going to be a part of the offense. Now, they had a tremendous time of advantage. They had, like, almost 30 more plays than the Vikings. You're not going to get that every week, so you can't always have that type of diversity in the run game. But I think you saw a real blueprint of kind of how they want to run their offense right now.
Real quick, before I let you go, surprises in the NFL. I mean, obviously Cam Newton had a big day running the football. Mitch Trubisky throws three touchdown passes late in a ball game to bring them back for a win. The MVP, the reigning MVP, and Lamar Jackson looks great. Any other surprises that you thought of in the NFL in week one?
Well, I mean, the Redskins were down 17-0 in the second half and came back. Well, they scored right at the end of the first half. Came back and didn't allow Philadelphia to score a point for the last, 35 minutes of the game. So, I mean, that was impressive. You know, they sacked Carson Wentz 8 times. They hit him 14 times. And they played a bunch of young guys. The quarterback, Haskins, just started his 8th game. But they started a rookie running back. And they had rookies all over the field. And to win that game down 17-0 against the Eagles, that was really impressive. Carolina was impressive. They had a chance to win that game at the end. Offensively, Matt Rhule had that offense really, really playing well against the Raiders. They had them on the ropes a couple of times. So, I think the way the Rams played on Sunday night against the Cowboys, holding them to 17 points, was impressive. They had no answer for Aaron Donald the entire night. He just completely ruined the offense. So I thought there was a lot of good football, a lot of surprises, and I think it's going to continue through the month of September.
Let's cross our fingers COVID doesn't become the story all of a sudden, without a doubt. Brian, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes and sharing with us, okay?
Hey, my pleasure, Bill. Anytime. Thanks.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Okay. There you go. That was Brian Balding, a Radio.com NFL insider. It's brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, the 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand by going to Radio.com/picks to sign up. That's Radio.com/picks to sign up. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. When we come back, want to get back into your thoughts. The defensive line, the offensive line, want to talk all about that, get your reaction to the game on Sunday, and start looking forward towards the game this coming Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Stay tuned. We want your thoughts and calls coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, but I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get on party,
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. Glad you're with us today. Hopefully you're having a fantastic Tuesday as the weather's warming up a little bit, breezy outside, but we're going to get back to the cooler weather coming up on the weekend. But today, tomorrow, even Thursday for the most part, looks to be pretty good. Not too bad at all. But I'll tell you what, I'm enjoying this warmer weather. I'll tell you that right now. I would love for this stuff to hang out as long as possible. I am not a... Even though we live in the cold climate, doesn't mean you have to like it. I don't mind snow at Christmas time. Beyond that, done. Give me motorcycle riding weather all the time. All the time. Take that. The Green Bay Packers get a win over the weekend, and they look good doing it, okay, for lack of a better term. They look good doing it. Offensively, they look pretty good. Defensively, I guess with the injuries and such, you can even talk about what's the biggest concern. But what did you see out of the Green Bay Packers that either you applaud or gives you concern? That you either applaud or gives you concern? And are the lines obviously the biggest problem right now? But I'm getting a lot of different reaction to a lot of different questions. And if you want to hit us up, I really encourage you to do so. The phone lines are wide open. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. What did you see over the weekend that now you look at the Green Bay Packers and you say, I want to applaud this or this is a concern? 855-830-8648. And you can hit us up on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. That is Radio Joe Sports, or Evan Heffelfinger behind the glass, taking your calls. @EvanHeff25. You can hit us up on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can find us there. What did you see that was either something you can just say, wow, didn't expect that, I applaud this, or something that you look at it and go, yeah, you know what, genuine concern. Genuine concern now. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. There's some things I think you can kind of do both, but if you're going to look into this, you talk about Kenny Clark being an area of concern. This is from Rob. Rob says, do we know what's happened to Kenny Clark yet? I have not heard anything. Obvious that they missed him in the middle. Lancaster was not the answer. They had to bring Zadarius inside and put Rashawn Gary on the outside. This is the way they play it for the rest of the season. Going to be extremely worried. First of all, we don't know the depth of the injury, so to speak. All we know is it was a groin injury, and we'll find out more most likely tomorrow from head coach Matt LaFleur. This one is from Chad, who says, do you think that Aaron amped up his game because they drafted Love and then he's starting to audition? He was extremely accurate, and we haven't seen that in a while, and wondering if his contract made him unreplaceable in his mind since he got his money. Maybe this was Goody's strategy all along. I would be lying to think that he didn't have a little chip on his shoulder. Okay? A little chip on his shoulder. So do I think that that's the reason he went out and played so well? No. I'm sure it was something where every time he fired the football, it was kind of like, take that. I can understand that. But, no, look, he said he went back and looked at some things from 2010. He looked at some things that may have either changed his stance, the way he delivered the football, the way he was in and out of the huddle. I mean, he didn't expound upon it. But whatever he did, his accuracy was on point. I go back to the play. It wasn't even a completed pass. It was the pass to Devontae, and Devontae two steps out and then began a crossing pattern, okay? Quick inside slant. And the ball, something that we have seen in the past with Aaron Rodgers where it's just off. It's just inexplicably low and behind or down near his feet or it leads him too much. And this ball was right there. I mean, you couldn't have said, if he'd held his hands up and say, if you put the ball right here, I'll catch it, and damned if he didn't. Now, it was a good play, and it was a drop. But it was right there. No shortage of Aaron Rodgers' issue. I mean, I'll tell you what, Aaron Rodgers was on point. So those are the little things that I noticed. It wasn't the big things. It was the little things that he was just quick getting rid of the football, quick in and out of the huddle. And when he did extend plays, usually they were successful. So to answer your question, no, I don't think that this was Goody's ultimate deal. You know what I mean? Yes, if it makes him, you know, play a little harder or something, okay, great. But it is what it is. 855-830-8648. He said, this one is from Todd, who says, Rodgers had a total of 1 yard rushing today, and that wasn't even a quarterback sneak. Not one scramble for a gain. Everything was controlled. The rollouts were scripted and seemed much more comfortable in the offense. Going to be a fun year if he continues to improve week over week. Doesn't mean he's not going to get pressure, and pressure's going to come quick. I mean, that's more of a kudos to the offensive line, which is what Gary Ellerson alluded to. When Gary had talked about we were picking the MVP of the game, and obviously it was Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, it could have been Jair Alexander, who had two big plays and turned the tide of the game. But Aaron Rodgers was spectacular, okay? But the unsung hero was the offensive line. And when you talk about Aaron Rodgers having 1 yard that wasn't even on a quarterback sneak, it was only 1 yard just on a scramble play, he didn't really have to do things outside of the plays that were called. I mean, just a couple of times he extended plays with his feet, but that's a credit to the offensive line. That's not just Aaron. That's a credit to the offensive line. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I'd love to hear from you. Give me your thoughts. Continue with the emails as well. A lot of them coming in via the Facebook fan page. 855-830-8648. Mark writes in Wendy's email inbox, I love the fact that Aaron Rodgers looked engaged and looked happy to be there. For the last couple of years, he has just seemed as if he was aggravated with darn near everything. Sunday, he said it looks like he was engaged again. They've talked about his attitude, his mood coming into camp. I don't know specifically why. I don't know if it was just a self-reckoning. He said he did a lot of things in the offseason to kind of be self-aware. Maybe he took some things to heart. Maybe he looked around and said, hey, nobody's, you know, as Mike Clemens said yesterday, Jordy's not walking through that door. I got to get engaged with these guys right here, right now. And damned if he didn't, and it paid off. He looked really, really good doing it. Go ahead and chime in. I want to get your thoughts and phone calls. What do you think, when you look at this team, what would you applaud, what would you commend, and what would you be concerned? What would you commend, and what is your concern? We want to know what's going on through your head, Packer fans. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We'll be back with more right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We're glad you are here. This portion of the program brought to you by good friends over there at Quick Trip. Quick Trip, Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. Got events coming up in Wausau next week. They do. Good stuff going on there. Go to Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery for all the details. That's Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery for all the details. 855-830-8648. So what would you commend or what is your concern regarding the Green Bay Packers? Let's get to the phones. Talk to Eric listening to us in Green Bay. Eric, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
All right, Bill. What's happening?
Just you, man. That's it.
Right on. Hey, I got to echo your sentiments as far as Doc goes. He was absolutely on fire. He's in mid-season form. He was dropping dimes. Every time I mention the touchdown pass to Devontae in the front corner of the end zone where Devontae just stopped and they had to review to see if he stepped out before he caught the ball. That was laser guided. And every time I mention that pass, somebody brings up the pass to Lazard, and it's like, wow, yeah, he had like what some quarterbacks would consider a whole year's worth of highlight reel footage in one game, and it's the first game of the year. Mm-hmm. And what I was really pleasantly surprised about was the fact that now, I haven't been one of the guys saying get new receivers. I like this receiver room, but I was surprised with how much improved the receiver room seemed. I mean, we didn't, with the exception of MVS dropping, you know, about 12 points and 150 yards, there weren't a rash of drop passes. Everything seemed crisp. The routes seemed to be on, and the offense was firing. I was somewhat disappointed not to see A.J. Dillon at second goal on the one, but oh well, we will at some point. And one thing that I got to really give the Packers kudos for, thank you, Coach LaFleur, for setting a good example for not only your squad, but the rest of the public out here. Way to wear the mask, dude. And it helps with another little pet peeve I've had over the last several years with McCarthy enunciating so clearly on the sidelines so anybody could pick off exactly what he's saying. There's not going to be anybody reading LaFleur's lips this year.
Okay.
I'm looking for a real good season, and I was very encouraged. I give Coach LaFleur props, and it was a great game Sunday.
It was a good game.
Thanks for taking my call, and have a great day, Bill.
Appreciate it, Eric. Talk to you soon. Thanks for wearing a mask. Thanks for enunciating. There you go. Let's go to Justin, listening to us in Pennsylvania. Justin, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Oh, Bill, doing well. Hey, man, longtime listener and a tweeter with you, but first time calling in.
And, awesome, thank
you enough for what you do. I mean, it means a lot. I get to listen to you on the work and for years now. So
appreciate it.
So what I want to applaud is Rodgers and his commitment. It seemed like he's getting off a really good positive vibe, and I think the offense is definitely picking up off that. Especially his praise for MVS. You know, he had those couple of drops, but it's kind of the same vibe he gave Adams for years, and Adams was dropping balls. And let's not forget, James Jones dropped a lot of balls, and these guys turned out to be great. So I'm going to applaud MVS, too, for his game, even though he has a couple of drop balls. And also Matt LaFleur. I mean, I think he's done a really good job getting these guys going, because I don't remember McCarthy games coming out first game like this. Under those years under McCarthy.
The last time, and I did this the other day, but the last time they had a game like this was week one of 2011.
And that was probably, and that's coming off their Super Bowl year, right? So they were kind of picking up off that fire, which I feel like last year, I mean, they had a lot, you know, that San Francisco game, that was going to be tough no matter what. I feel like they still have that momentum going. You can see it a little bit. And now you got these younger guys. And then somebody had also called and said something about, hey, it looked like a college-type style of offense yesterday. And maybe LaFleur's bringing that in with all the young players he has. So to keep that kind of drive going.
It was, I know when they talk about the college style of offense, it's more just because of the movement and the motion. And really it's just based upon what they're running out in San Francisco and what they're running in L.A. And when L.A. was heading off to a Super Bowl, it's that kind of an offshoot misdirection type of offense with a lot of motion and movement.
Gotcha. And maybe, the concerns would be, then we talked about the movement and whatnot, is maybe getting that ball out quicker, or at least the snap quicker, right? Especially, with the Vikings setting up their defense. But it seems like they're going to clean that up. Some of those big yard plays against the Vikings, that's a concern. But, again, it's still preseason mode. I would think by week five, we'll see how this Packers team really is. And then injuries are concerns. So that's I really enjoyed the game. I felt they controlled the whole tempo, and I wasn't really, too many big concerns other than the injuries right now. So
awesome.
But, hey, Bill, thank you so much.
Appreciate it, and thanks for listening to us in Pennsylvania on the Radio.com app. Absolutely. That's Justin listening to us in Penn and using that Radio.com app. You can use that thing anywhere. Go to Radio.com, download it, download that app, and then you can listen to our flagship station out of Milwaukee. There's many stations on the Radio.com app, but our flagship station in Milwaukee definitely carries the program. And you can find it at other great stations all throughout the network. I don't know how many signals we got now, like 26-something signals, something like that, and 16, 17, 18 stations. So they're all over the place. Let's go to Rob, listening to us at one of our fine affiliates up there in Wausau. Rob, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, not much. How you doing?
We're doing well.
Just wanted to join you for Overreaction Tuesday.
Okay.
And just being one game. But... yeah, I think we should send out a thank you letter to Miss Danica Patrick. Roger seems to have a little giddy up in his step, and he looked really, really good, obviously. And I think he's a little more comfortable with the offense, too, in all seriousness. Mm-hmm. I think he had that first year he got some things going, but he looked like he had an extra gear. And then the other thing, offensive line injuries, obviously, is a concern. I mean, they looked real cohesive, and any new parts in there, we're going to have to see how that kind of plays out. But so far, so good.
Yep, yep. Hopefully it trends in that right direction. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, again, I don't know. You know, I mean, I know when people talk about the relationship standing between Aaron Rodgers and Danica and then Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn, you know, after the breakup, and he talks about, you know, finding yourself and being happy with you and then projecting that upon people around you. And I don't know. I couldn't honestly tell you. I mean, I know I've said it for years and years and years and years. You got to kind of be happy with you before you can be happy with anybody else. And that whether that's in a relationship or just guys around you or people you work with, you know. But it certainly seems like people were talking about how Aaron felt, how Aaron's attitude was, how his mood was. We've talked more about that this year than I can remember in recent past. So whatever it is, like, I don't know what it is. I don't want to speak for him in that particular sense. We can guesstimate all day long. But whatever it is, it worked. And good for Aaron, whatever he noticed also on that film from 2010, 2011 that he saw, that he picked up on and said, okay, we need to do this. By the way, going back to the Packers, I went back and watched that game from what I could tell, and I only paid attention to it specifically, you know, on occasions where I saw the clock running down, but I think they only ran the clock down once in the first half. They were good getting in and out of the huddle, getting into a rhythm. They did a really good job at that. So when Aaron Rodgers had alluded to that in one of his press conferences, on his Zoom press conferences, when he said, hey, look, you know, one of the things we're going to concentrate on, and that's getting in and out of the huddle, doing things a little bit quicker, getting the play called quicker. He was asked, remember, he was asked about wearing the wristband this year, and he said, you know what, this offense does not lend itself to not having a wristband. There's so much that plays off of it. So we want to get the play calls in, get the verbiage down, and then get out. They only did that once in the first half. The second half, I think it was spotty, had a couple of them where they ran it down to next to nothing, and one time they had to take a timeout really specifically because of it. But yeah, it was a pretty good day overall in getting in and out of the huddle. This one is from, who's this from? Scott. Scott says, how many Packers fans are apologizing for ripping the staff on draft day? Second level receivers looked pretty good today. How much would a rookie really provide this year early on in his career? Trust the coaches and management. They are there for a reason, and their critics are not there because they really have no idea. I'm not going to say no idea. I mean, I'm going to say the obvious, and that is how much would they help? Some of the rookie wide receivers contributed day one throughout the league. So I'm not going to say that they didn't. You know, I think some of the top receivers, some of the top rookie wide receivers were contributing this past weekend. How much would they have helped? Who knows? I mean, if you get a guy that gets hot, makes a couple of catches, suddenly it backs some of that secondary coverage off of that bracket coverage or that just double team off of a guy like Devontae, he has an even bigger day. Or they make catches because everybody's paying attention to Devontae because you're feeding him the football because he is open and the play calls for it. So I don't, you know, I'm not going to say because they're a rookie wide receiver, they're not going to make catches. That's what they do. I think you'd be remiss in saying, you know, well, you know, these guys, come on. The rookies just, it's not going to happen. So, no, I'm not going to say that. I think some of the rookie wide receivers played pretty well, to be perfectly honest with you. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light Seltzer. Bud Light Seltzer brings you the Bill Michaels Huddle. The Bill Michaels Huddle back again this year, coming up this Thursday night, 6 to 8. 6 to 8 this Thursday night. Bart Winkler and Ryan Horvat are going to be our guests from the Bart Winkler Morning Show on our flagship station out of Milwaukee, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Going to talk a lot of Packers, obviously, get around the rest of the NFL. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light Seltzer, and it is refreshing. No lingering aftertaste, and you can see all the different flavors and such by simply going to BudLight.com. That is BudLight.com. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, continue to go ahead and do so. I got one here out of the email wire that says, I liked that they didn't start slow. This is Brad in Sturgeon Bay. Everybody seemed to have brought their own juice, as Zadarius Smith said. It's not like it was under McCarthy when they seemed to take 3 or 4 weeks to realize that this was a regular season. I'm concerned about Kenny Clark. Hope they have some sort of contingency plan for him if he is indeed injured for a long period of time. Hopefully it's not too serious. 855-830-8648. When we come back in a preview tomorrow, continue with your phone calls, continue with your emails, your reaction. What do you commend and what is your concern regarding the Green Bay Packers and Game 1 moving forward? Commend and concern your phone calls next on The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers host the Lions Sunday at noon. Coming off that win over the Vikings, right guard Lane Taylor is done for the season with a knee injury. Lucas Patrick, who started at left guard, dealing with a sore shoulder. And on that interception by Jaire Alexander against Minnesota, nose tackle Kenny Clark left the game with a groin injury and was missed in the second half. What's his status? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I think you'll find out later in the week with Kenny, and I really don't know where we're at with that right now, but losing a player of that caliber, it doesn't help you, that's for sure. We've got to do a better job as a coaching staff of coordinating our rush so that we don't give up huge lanes for the quarterback to step up into and get out of the pocket and extend some plays, because that certainly hurt us in that game.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on The Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back to the program. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show. And Pro Football Focus had this to say about Aaron Rodgers. He was out for blood and just showed how rough Minnesota's cornerback situation is. After an offseason full of people calling him non-elite and on the decline, in addition to the Green Bay Packers brass deciding to go all in on Jordan Love in the first round of the 2020 draft, Aaron Rodgers was out for blood in week one. The Packers offense incredibly conservative to start the game. On their first 15 plays, Rodgers dropped back to pass 10 times, generating an average depth of target 4.4 yards and an average throw time of 1.75 seconds. That's the reason you're not going to get near him. When you get rid of the ball under 2 seconds, you're not going to get near that quarterback. For perspective, that was over half a second quicker than any other quarterback in the league on Sunday in scripted plays. Then in the final minute of the first half, we finally saw some fire from Rodgers. He threw an out-of-structure strike to Davante Adams for Green Bay's first score before dropping a 40-plus yard dime on Marquez Valdes-Scantling for another. And from there on out, Rodgers peppered the Vikings defense. He finished the game with 6 big throws, a 96 in the Pro Football Focus grade, and an average of an 86.8 accuracy passer rating, all which either tied for or ranked first outright at the position. We saw bouts of inaccuracy from Rodgers last year at the intermediate level, but that was nowhere near an issue in week one. Unfortunately, rookies Cameron Dantzler and Holton Hill had the task of defending Rodgers in his revenge game when playing on the outside. Dantzler and Hill combined to allow 13 catches on 17 targets, 167 yards, and one score with only one forced incompletion. And Minnesota's comeback unit, or I should say cornerback unit, was looking like the team's Achilles heel ahead of the season. And that looks to be the case after only 1 week of play. So there you go. That's Pro Football Focus, what they're writing about Aaron Rodgers. There you go. Let's go to Pete listening to us in Pewaukee. Pete, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Good. I'm good. Doing well, Bill.
Hey, thank you.
I think you better go back and watch that first half of that Packer game again, because they used all three of their timeouts because they were running out of time coming to the line of scrimmage.
In the first half?
Yes. Yeah.
And I only saw one late. Okay, I'll go back and look at it again.
five of their six timeouts. This was one of my biggest concerns, was they used five of the six timeouts yesterday because they came to the line of scrimmage without enough time, including one in the second half when I think it was the pass to Lazard where he stumbled. They had first and goal at the five-yard line, and they ran out of time, and they called a timeout. And there's no way that you should call a timeout on first and goal at the five-yard line if you're running out of time. You just take the penalty, go to first and goal at the 10-yard line, because you got to save those timeouts for the second half. I mean, you can't, yeah, you can't spend them like that.
But I'll go back and look. I saw one where the clock was definitely running down, and I appreciate the phone call. I saw one where the clock was definitely running down. I thought the other one was because of a confusion. And even though the clock was ticking down, I think there was some confusion there. So maybe I'm wrong. I'll have to go back and look at it, but I will definitely take a heads up on it. No doubt about it. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. Only about a minute left to go on the show. Hey, coming up tomorrow, I am heading to the Northwoods. I'm going to go up. I'm going to go up to Tomahawk. They've got motorcycle riding going on. I hear the colors are changing and it's getting beautiful. So I'm looking forward to it. I only take a couple of weeks of vacation a year, and this one's not even a full week. It's just a few extra days. So Rami Makhlouf's going to be in tomorrow. So Rami's going to be here, and he'll take over. And I'll be here on Thursday night for the Bill Michaels Huddle. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be doing that from the Northwoods. So I'm going to say hi to our friends in Wausau and up in Tomahawk as well. So if you're up there riding around and you see me, come over and say hello. Be glad to chat with you, or maybe even ride with you. Who knows? That's a great way to socially distance yourself. So love doing that. Looking forward to it. The weather's supposed to be good today, tomorrow, and a little bit on Thursday. And then coming up on Friday and Saturday, it's going to get a little bit cooler, but that's okay. Throw on a few leathers. You're good to go. Be back in town to catch a Packers game on Sunday. And we're back at it with the Green and Gold postgame show on Sunday night with Gary Ellerson and yours truly yet again. Good stuff today. Good stuff today. Enjoyable. Really good stuff today. So Rami Makhlouf tomorrow should be a good one. As he makes his return, he's going to be, by the way, the voice of the Lions, Dan Miller, is going to be there tomorrow as well. So looking forward to that. I'll be listening to that tomorrow morning as I'm kicking back and taking it easy. But until then, time for us to go. Have a good one. Sleep.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.